You are about to listen to Sense Words with Austin Clark.
Hello, beautiful people. Today we continue Sense Words with the In-Him Meditations. I will be meditating from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, using the New King James Version. So let's begin. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. Let's take it one more time. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of His will, of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. So if we're speaking this personally to ourselves and meditating it, this is what we'll be saying. In Him also, I have obtained an inheritance. I have been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. I feel we should do that one more time. In Him also, I have obtained an inheritance. I have been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. And you know, for the sake of clarity and a better appreciation of what we just read now, it would be beautiful to look at it from another translation. So let's look at the Passion Translation. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we will fulfill the plan of God, who always accomplishes His every purpose and plan in His heart. Now, I'm just going to read across several translations and then we go deep dive in meditation. Let's say it again with the Passion Translation. Through our union with Christ, we too have been claimed by God as His own inheritance. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny. I want you to take note of that. Before we were even born, He gave us our destiny, that we would fulfill the plan of God who always accomplishes every purpose and plan in His heart. Now let's look at the New Living Translation. Furthermore, because of Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for He chose us from the beginning, and all things happen just as He decided long ago. I want you to take note of that. Furthermore, because of Christ, that means because we are in Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. And I want you to also note the next thing. It says, for He chose us from the beginning, and all things happen just as He decided long ago. And finally, you want to see the Message Translation. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. I'll take it one more time. It is in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because You have Your plans for me. Thank you, Jesus, because You've always had me in mind. Thank you, Jesus, because long ago, even before You created the world, You had me in mind. Thank you, Jesus, because I am special to You. Thank you, Jesus, because I am important to You. Thank you, Jesus, because I am valuable to You. thank you, Jesus, because you have chosen me, even long before you chose to anything else in the world. Thank you, Jesus, because you had a destiny for me. You have a plan for my life. My life is not a chaos. My life has been pre-planned. I am not an accident. I have a purpose. God, you have a plan for my life. Everything I'm seeing today, everything I experience in my daily life, I have this overwhelming consciousness that I am not an accident. I have been planned for. I look at my life and I am aware you have your purpose for me. And all the days of my life, I am living to live to fulfill that purpose you have for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because you have a purpose for my life. Thank you, Jesus, because you have a plan for my life. Thank you, Jesus, because you are mindful of me. Thank you, Jesus, because you are thoughtful of me. Thank you, Jesus, because you have a design for who I should become. It's so beautiful. And I love the first opening statement with the New King James Version. It says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. Glory to God. It did not say we will obtain an inheritance. It says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance. It therefore means in Christ Jesus, we have an inheritance. Oh, in Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. In Christ, I have my inheritance. In Christ, I have a destiny. In Christ, I have a future. In Christ, I have a purpose. In Christ, my life has been well planned. In Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. In this inheritance is the righteousness of God. In this inheritance are the riches of God. In this inheritance is wisdom. In this inheritance is power. In this inheritance is a gift of the Spirit. In this inheritance is the entire nature of God. In this inheritance is the power in the kingdom. In this inheritance is strength. In this inheritance is riches. In this inheritance is honor. In this inheritance is wisdom. In this inheritance is glory. In this inheritance is the blessing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have obtained an inheritance in you. I am conscious of what you've done in my life. I am conscious of the power of God in my life. I'm conscious of the riches of God in my life. I am conscious, of the wisdom of God operating in my life. Because in Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. I am conscious of the divine strength that is working for me. In Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. I am conscious of the honor of God that is at work in my life. In Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. I am conscious of the glory of God that is working in my life. In Christ, I have obtained an inheritance. I am conscious of the blessing working for my life. My life is not empty. My life is not weak. My life has been prepared. My life has been planned for according to the purpose of God, according to the will of my Father. Long before He created anything, He has planned my life. In this life, I cannot miss it. I can never miss it. I cannot make a mistake. I cannot miss it. I cannot lose my focus. I cannot lose track. I cannot be sidelined because I'm aware that whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm passionate about, whatever I'm called for, long before this world was created, my Father had me in mind and has prepared these things for me so that I will live an excellent life. I am called out for the extraordinary life. I am called out for the unique life. I am called out for the supernatural life. I am called out for the life that manifests the glory of God, the goodness of God. In Him, in Christ Jesus, I have obtained an inheritance. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And my inheritance is speaking for me. And my inheritance is working in my life. And every day of my life, I manifest the fullness of Christ. Because my life has already been planned for. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Sent Words with Austin Clark, and we know you've been richly blessed. To share your testimonies, send an email to whatstationgroup@gmail.com. Stay loved, stay blessed.